The new tube map cover design has to be in place to signify a new version of the map. So there's been a change on the network of some sort, and so a new map is printed. This is expected to happen roughly every 6 months. The Pocket Tube Map Cover commissions have been running since 2004. We've managed to commission since then 16 maps. I tried to keep the brief as broad as possible because the constraints are already quite significant, the size and the scale and the proportions, trying to convey something meaningful that's also somehow not going to be controversial or contentious in any way is already quite restrictive, I think, for an artist. I think there are lots of things about maps that artists can refer to, maps or travelling on trains. They can think about any kind of part of the context of London Underground. In the discussions that I had with artists, always suggested that using the colours might be a good idea, just because the image that they produced had to somehow convey that it was the tube map, because that's the only thing you see when they're in the racks in the stations. So, for example, someone who doesn't speak English, who's not going to be able to read the word tube map, has to somehow understand that this is something that might be useful to them and that it might be a map when they open it out. And they have a legacy in themselves, even though they're only on the tube map cover for a matter of months. We've built up a series that's now part of London Underground's history, and those images are not going to disappear. They're actually now part of the history of a very eminent organisation.